Okay, good morning, good Chodesh. I believe today we'll finish the chapter, the long chapter on Rina. We might need one more day, and we'll move on to Pegia. The last thing we discussed on Friday was how come sometimes it's Mizmor Shir, and sometimes it's Shir Mizmor. Shir is a song, it's when we can articulate the words, our feelings in words, and Zemer is a nigun, it's a songless, a wordless song. So he writes in the bottom of page Samach Vav, the bottom paragraph, Vine, Bishlom Maidach Siv Shir Mizmor. I understand why sometimes it says Shir Mizmor. Shaholech min akal el akavet. You're going from light to heavy. You're going Malin Bekodesh. Zemer is a higher madriga. It's when you can't even articulate. You're so full of praise and gratitude. You can't even articulate your thoughts. Shemaschu b'shira umikach his amkuso od v'od nichnas l'pnimius lizragshus hanorah shel zimra. You start with words, and then you get to the point where you can't even articulate yourself. Aval madach siv mizmor shir. Sometimes it says mizmor shir mitchila zimra v'charkach shira my rabuse harimalim b'kodesh v'imuridin. What's the chiddush? Once you get to a zemer, what more is shir? Aval b'emes inachinami. Really, in truth, you have to say the following. Shavada yeshmaila miyuchedes binyan ha-mizmor. Certainly, there is an added quality, a unique quality to a zemer. Shehuba mikach his rakshus amuka viz palus gedola. Zemer comes from a deep feeling and an incredible inspiration. Aval meidach yeshbo gamkein tzad chisaron vaf sakana. There's something lacking and even something dangerous in a zemer. What's that? Who the davka may rob his rakshus eino yachal targim advarim lo lamaisa. Sometimes when a person's in zemer, he can't make it practical. It's this feeling that I have, but if we just have feelings and we can't make it real, so then what does it do? V'nisharim advarim dvarim shivalev belisha yetsim ham shu maisa. They stay in our heart, and we can't do anything with it. Ulbasof. Lo yishar etzlo ela his rakshus rigis zu misulo. What will happen is that it'll stay as a momentary inspiration, and nothing will happen from it. V'rak im achar hazimra atavo ashira. Only if after the zimra, after that great inspiration, we do something with it, we could take that feeling and articulate it in words. She's bonim bidvarim the yisrag. The targum of some lamilim, when we can think about it and translate them into words, az ha hasaga nispesas yosef bepratim. Then what we're trying to achieve and attain, we could hold on to and make it practical. The yeda lahafoch osal alach lamaisa, we could make it real. The yishayer biyado kinyan nizimra v'shira elu. So sometimes, right, zimra is the highest level when we just become so full of gratitude that we can't even articulate the words. It's so much more, there's more depth to it, there's more pnimius to it, but it has to lead to something. It has to lead to something. He says in a long footnote, which we're not going to read, that the problem with music today, he says, I don't want to cause any problems, but people walk around all day and are listening to music, and look, what's happening from it? You don't see people taking all the music they're listening to, and then they want to learn more or daven better. They're inspired by the music, but they don't know what to do with that inspiration. The inspiration needs to lead to something. So sometimes mizmor, shir, the zemer leads to a shir. He says as follows, B'derech Klal, we're on the top of page Samach Zayna. Ha'slavos ha'tsuma ba me'hasagas ha'klalim. Inspiration, deep inspiration comes from things in general. When it comes to service of Hashem, you need two things. Hasagas haklalim, to reach the klalim, the principle, the his partusam leprate pratim, to break it down into its parts. A person says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ubebas achas, in one moment, himlech hasakadosh baruch hu shivas harakim aretz v'arba ruchos hashemayim. A person incarnates the King, God, in the seven heavens, in the aretz, in the four winds. What else do we need? Why don't we come to shul and say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What else is there? That's the highest madriga. V'lamat tzarech lehamshich ulufarit b'chol vavcha, b'chol nafshcha, b'chol mildecha, b'chol hemshech prote aparshios hemispartim l'ramach harikvar kibel atzma malchul shemayim shlema mesiris nefesh she'en on milvado. We come, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're thinking when we say that, Rabbi Akiva, I'd be willing to be Moser Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our grandparents, maybe great-grandparents, walked into the gas chamber saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's it. We're done. What do I need? Anything else? Ramach Evarim. I already was Mekabal Amach L'Shemayim. V'chein Kishomer Kone HaKol B'Shmon Esrei. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kone HaKol HaKvei Hikir Shakol Mekadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's from Hashem. V'lamat tzarech lashuv, ulufarit, das, tshuva, geula, refua, parnasa, v'shahar brachos. That's a good question. So he says, I don't have time to read it inside. He says that it's like a fruit. What's the main thing of the fruit? The seed. Why?
Not for eating,
good. The seed is what's going to guarantee a future parents. If you have the seed, you're good. The next generation, everyone's going to have fruit based on the seed. But if a person just eats the seed, so he can't digest it. I mean, they do sell. We spoke of the bruch on pumpkin seeds and they're like watermelon seeds. You can't just digest that. So he says the same thing is true. The zimra is the seed. The zimra is the seed, but the shira is the actual fruit. You need the zimra, but you also have to be able to eat the fruit. Maybe we'll read the last couple of lines at the beginning of tomorrow, and then start the new chapter, Be'ezus Hashem.